Well, most people call that a pocketbook.
Okay. Any other name?
Well, let me say a pocketbook or coin pan bag or something of that effect. But generally they said pocketbook.
Yeah. What about purse?
The word purse now never come out of the long room that I said I was a good big boy. Before I heard him use the word purse. And that applied to a woman's pocketbook that could carry today, you know, a woman's purse they carry today.
Bigger thing.
Yeah.
I see.
And these little corn roller styles that you were speaking about on the start was a little leather deal with a snap fastening in the top.
Yeah.
And very few people on the level up to be an almost grown man had what you call a billfold that folded there and carried your bill, paper money, and valuable paper of any description, like receipts or anything like that. Very few people had a billfold, had this old pocketbook that just dropped down in the pocket of his pants.
Yeah.
Kept the change in there. Build what few had.
Okay. What about a piece of jewelry that a woman might wear around her wrist?
Well, now I don't know exactly what all probably is considered as ornamental jewelry, for that matter, and. Probably was, might not have been called a bracelet those days, but it was ornamental jewelry.
What might you wear around your neck? Little things strung together.
Yeah. A lot of ladies wore a little string of beads, something on that type that you see nowadays once in a while. Not too many. Women didn't go for as much style as they do nowadays, you know.
Yeah.
This thing like custom jewelry, you know, there wasn't no such stuff as that.
Yeah.
Lots of married women wore a pin on the front of a dress here. And lots of them had their husband's photograph in a little oval shaped deal with a pin on it.
Yeah.
And pinned it on the front of a dress here in front. And my father had a collar button used in his shirt made out of a gold dollar, $1 piece, gold. Carried it to a silversmith, you know, and had him to put the back part on. Of course, it was just a solid button. The front was a gold dollar, United States money, but the back of it was just any kind of metal.
Yeah.
A little shag between that hold together, you see.
Huh.
And being shirts those days wasn't coat style. They fashioned it in the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember my father's Sunday shirts, he called them, and they all had what were called a bosom.
A what?
A bosom to this shirt. And it was extra built up stuff, maybe 2 plies. And some of it may be in little pleats that ran up and down the shirt like this. And at the bottom of that, there was a little flap like the deal on slacks that goes over and catches on the button, you know, past the placket business here. On the bottom of this shirt, there's a little tab there with a buttonhole in it. They buttoned in the top button. There wasn't no such